Listen to Steve Linsmeyer break down the world of sports weekdays from noon to 2 on ESPN Jamestown.
Back here on ESPN Jamestown and NewsDakota.com. It is time for another edition of Movies with Warren Abrahamson, who is looking awfully short today in these new chairs we have.
I can actually blame it on this. Yeah, blame it on the stool. I'm not actually that short.
You look like you're a kid at Thanksgiving at the first time at the grown-ups table.
I'll be straight honest with you, too. My legs are dangling. They're not even touching the ground right now. Wow.
Yeah. All right. So whatever's happening over there, we're good, though.
Well, I'm glad you come to terms with it.
Yeah. Movies. Now. Yeah.
On a Monday for once.
Yeah. We haven't done it on a Monday in a while. I have not gotten to see Dark Phoenix yet.
Okay.
I do still plan to go at some point.
Even with all the trash that's coming out about it?
I feel like I need to at least see it.
Just the worst possible wrap-up to the X-Men franchise?
Yeah, it is getting widely panned as a terrible ending to what really was, for the most part, quite an epic series of movies.
I mean, I really like Days of Future Past. And I like
First Class.
First Class was so good.
Apocalypse had its issues.
Of course, it was very enjoyable, had its issues, and now they end with a fizzle. Like, and Dark Phoenix, Jean Grey is supposed to be huge, right? Like, this is a big deal. But
and of course, Sophie Turner plays Jean Grey.
Yeah, they had star power. That can't be a thing, right?
The goddess Sophie Turner herself.
Oh, she's so beautiful. She's so awesome.
So she's Jean Grey. Now I believe they did a somewhat offhanded remake of the Dark Phoenix storyline in X-Men 3, correct?
I am not sure about that.
I think it was a little bit of a just sort of, they kind of like wrapped
played
it
on
in.
That a little bit.
But now this is obviously the Dark Phoenix storyline, if you're unfamiliar, is probably, I would argue to say, the most famous comic book
for X-Men
series of, I mean, for the X-Men, I would say.
Okay.
Now again, I don't get into comic books a ton or at all.
But that's just in your research and your readings.
In what I've heard, it's one of the, most famous.
Which, how disappointing for, you know what I mean? Like if it's one of the most famous and one of the most well known, I guess, and then to know that it's being panned by all these critics, it's kind of a bummer a little bit. But again, we just look forward to what, now that it's under Disney's wing, we look forward to seeing what they can do with it. A huge reboot on the way, probably.
It's at some point the X-Men are going to get folded into the MCU. There's just too much money on the table.
Yes.
For Disney, for Marvel, not to get that done.
Exactly.
So as I was reading this article today about Dark Phoenix, this thing popped into my mind, because obviously they're going to continue the Deadpool franchise.
Yeah, right.
It's, for as far as we know, not going to be connected to the MCU when Deadpool 3 does come out.
I think it's going to be completely split.
However, now with the acquisition of the entire X-Men franchise by Disney and by Marvel Studios,
yes,
we can have a Deadpool movie with more than a few X-Men involved.
Yeah, and you know Ryan Reynolds is going to find a way to like bring that up.
Yes.
Right? He already did. When Disney acquired Fox, he posted a picture of Deadpool with Mickey ears getting escorted out of Disneyland. So we're going to see something along those lines. And I will be surprised / not surprised if we see Hugh Jackman do two more movies as Wolverine, an Avengers movie and Deadpool, because he said he would only pick up the claws once more if he would join the Avengers. Now that's entirely possible. But who knows, right?
So the movie Logan kind of put a cap on the storyline for Wolverine.
Yes, it did.
However, if you throw him into the MCU, all bets are off and it's a whole new ballgame.
Right. I think people are just going to have to wash Logan from their mind, which, it's sad to say, Logan was such a great cap to his whole character arc and everything. But I feel like, it's not the X-Men without Wolverine for me.
Yeah.
Because Wolverine is one of the most iconic figures. I was really bummed that he wasn't in the Avengers in the first place because he was one of the first Avengers.
You run into an issue with recasting Wolverine, I think, at this point.
Yes.
Now, the MCU has to make a decision. You know, do they just steer into the skid and totally recast
everybody?
Everybody? Or because then, because now you're in a situation where if you get some unknown names, you can turn them into stars.
Right.
They can be with you for a longer period of time.
Which, let's be honest, what do you think they did with Tom Holland? Obviously, he was very established. Now he's Spider-Man. Now he's in everything.
Yeah.
He's going to be in a Disney Pixar movie coming up. He's cast as the young Nathan Drake in an Uncharted movie that's coming out in 2020. Like, he's everywhere now.
Yeah.
Like, so I feel like that's going to be the case. We'll see some unknowns, but they'll turn into these huge stars.
Because if you bring Hugh Jackman into it, you risk him saying, you know, one or two movies and I'm done.
And yeah. And we all know Marvel and Disney are all about the franchise, right?
Yes.
They're all about building it up.
But if you don't bring in Hugh Jackman, you risk
a lot of lash.
Yeah, you risk the backlash and alienating some fans.
Ugh, I don't know.
So I would say the MCU is in a very interesting position here with the X-Men. It's going to be very fun to see how they incorporate this whole world together. And we talked about this a couple weeks ago with the opening of the multiverse expected to happen in Spider-Man Far From Home, which hits theaters July 2nd. That is going to be an interesting way to sort of bring the X-Men
transition
in if they want. So it's this is going to open up the future of where the Marvel movies are headed is up for grabs, and it's awesome at this point.
It is. It is. There's a whole lot of speculation, a whole lot of excitement, but that's the best part about it, is sitting here and speculating about it and then being surprised when it is what you speculated or when it's something you did not even expect.
And I have a question for you.
I feel like that's where we're at.
We're at a point now, obviously, with Endgame coming and going, that the next 10 years of the MCU is going to be laid out in front of us here over the next, you know, couple of movies, and we're going to see.
And we know, we know the release dates for a lot of them.
Yeah,
just don't know what they are.
We're going to see, you know, kind of where this all is headed. Do you think that it is even possible for those people at Disney and Marvel to get us to a point where we ever see another event like Avengers Endgame became?
I think there has to be something in the works because they've announced these phases, and now with Far From Home coming up and wrapping up everything, like that's the end. We thought Avengers Endgame would be it, but no, this is where it ends and kicks off the next round of phases. I feel like they have something in mind where they want to go, and there's a lot of possibilities for it. So I feel like, in 10 years, we could see another Endgame situation.
Yeah, I just think to capture what they did the first time is going to be so hard.
It's going to be tough. It's going to, but leave it to a company and a conglomerate like Disney to be able to do something like that.
But yeah, like I said, with the X-Men potentially joining the fold, and I mean, you've got Spider-Man now for the foreseeable future.
Hopefully,
I don't know what I don't know what Tom Holland's contract looks like.
Yeah,
but it just seems to me like he's in it for the long haul.
Well, he's a big star now, and Spider-Man is such an iconic character. You can build around him.
Yeah.
They built around Iron Man, which was virtually a no-name.
Yeah.
And now he's one of the most beloved characters in the entire MCU. They're just going to do it around Spider-Man, which is already super loved. So, I mean, they got something to build on.
Yeah, it's
going to be on Tom Holland's shoulders, that's for sure.
Well, I did not expect the conversation to go this
no,
way, which is fine.
It's totally fine.
We got into the future of the X-Men, and then that springboarded into the MCU.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Keep going here with the box office. Secret Life of Pets did take the top spot.
No kidding.
This week, $47.1 million for the Secret Life of Pets 2, which, from all indications that I've seen,
it's not bad.
Is not great at 55% on Rotten Tomatoes, but I'm seeing a lot of people just saying it's just sort of bland. There's just not a ton of story.
Yeah,
it's just these pets doing weird stuff and talking to each other.
I saw the first one. And the first one came out when Zootopia came out. So it was going up against a Disney Pixar movie. And I wasn't impressed. I was just like, cool, dogs talking. What do dogs do when you're not home? And pets do when you're not home? And now this is a sequel that really did anybody ask for? Like, we saw everything that pets will do when you're not home. Like,
yeah.
Now we're now this one, you know, and a lot of names tied to it. That's great. But if you don't have a story to tell, then why are we doing this? You know,
yeah.
It's just a cash grab, it felt like. So,
well, and it did take the top spot.
So they did what they wanted it to.
And it edged out what you can only describe at this point as a major flop.
An abysmal.
Is Dark Phoenix, $33 million at the box office this weekend.
Wow. The lowest for any X-Men movie.
Which, funny you say that, because I just brought up the list of the 12 Marvel or the 12 X-Men movies and their opening weekends. First off, Deadpool is the king of the X-Men box office, $132 million for Deadpool, $125 for Deadpool 2.
Nice.
So Ryan Reynolds has owned the box office there. But Dark Phoenix is at the bottom with a bullet.
Wow.
You've got all the other movies have at least crossed $50
million. Yeah.
Dark Phoenix at 33.
Wow.
So let's go down the list here. X-Men Last Stand, which was the third movie of the first trilogy, is $102 million. X-Men Days of Futures Past, which was a sort of surprise hit, I think, to a point.
I was not expecting the mini X-Men to be that big.
Yeah, that hit $90 million.
Yeah.
Logan, $88 million. X2, which is the second one of the first trilogy, $85 million. X-Men Origins Wolverine, also at $85 million. X-Men Apocalypse, which was the last one, made almost double what Dark Phoenix did, $65 million. X-Men First Class, $55 million. X-Men The Original, $54 million, and The Wolverine, $53
million. Wow. And Wolverine was bad. Like, the X-Men Wolverine was terrible. That's when we got the Ryan Reynolds Deadpool with no mouth.
Yeah.
And he's called the Merc with a mouth. It's like, good one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah. I don't know. You still want to see it? I don't know how I feel about it. I've never been the biggest fan of X-Men. I just like Wolverine. That's all I want. But they gave us Wolverine, and I loved him. But
yeah. So Dark Phoenix is, like I said, at the bottom with a bullet.
Wow.
And the problem is that I don't think anyone was too excited about this story once Apocalypse kind of bombed.
Yeah.
I mean, people went to Apocalypse.
Yeah, they did.
Clearly, $63 million in the first weekend. It made $155 million domestically at the box office. So people went.
Yeah, right.
But I think it was first off underwhelming.
Yeah,
because
they could have ended it there, right? Like they could have just left.
Oh, absolutely. Right? And they set up such a what they made it seem like was such an epic story, and then it kind of fell on its face.
Because that's when we saw something with Wolverine, right? Like that was like the after credits, wasn't that in Apocalypse? Like it had like the X-23 or whatever it was.
I don't remember.
I can't remember. It was setting up for a huge arc, and I think they didn't do it. So
yeah. So I mean, it was so that kind of flopped, and then this one, first off, has not generated any excitement, and then of course you have the fever pitch of Endgame has come and gone.
Yeah.
And now the ramp back to
Star Wars.
No, Far From Home.
Far From Home. Yes.
And Star Wars 2, for that matter.
Yeah.
Is coming. So this kind of got sucked down into the into the bottom.
I still need to see Godzilla. I still want to see the Elton John one.
Well, let's keep going here. Aladdin at number 3, 24.5. Godzilla number 4, 15.5. Rocket Man in the top 5 at $14 million. Let's see here. Late Night is the one we need to talk about. So Late Night has not opened nationwide yet. I think only in L.A. and New York. Okay. It's actually only in 4 theaters as of right now.
Whoa.
But it is getting a lot of hype. Mindy Kaling
wrote
it, stars in it, 82% right now on Rotten Tomatoes. Really? And it does open, I believe, nationwide this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, it's gonna. So, but it's, well, it's not even really a wide release,
it's
but
more
it is
like a limited release.
Yeah, but it is getting a lot of hype right now. This weekend we've also got Men in Black International.
Oh yeah.
And Shaft.
Oh
up.
Yeah, that one kind of Shaft kind of snuck up because I feel like, and I haven't done any research on it yet, but they're playing it up like it was an old TV show in the 70s or 80s, and now it's kind of like the classic. Pass it down the line, like, I'm going to get my son involved and become the next person. And, I mean, I love Samuel L. Jackson, but this movie isn't grabbing me. Like, I feel like it should, but...
Yeah. I mean, I never saw the first one, so...
I don't even know, though. I don't know if it was the 70s or... That's what it feels like it was set up from.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't know anything about
it. And then Men
the
in Black International. I know a lot of Men in Black fans that are looking forward to that one, seeing... going back to that universe, if you will.
And like you said, Thor and Valkyrie, let's go.
Thor and Valkyrie. Yeah, they're fighting aliens now. So that should be a lot of fun.
I will probably see that this weekend.
Well, I have plans to knock out a few movies soon.
Yeah, I need to see Dark Phoenix as well. Next week we have Child's Play.
And?
Toy Story 4.
There it is. I love how they're coming out on the set because both of them involve toys, like the Buddy dolls and Child's Play.
Two completely different ends of the toy spectrum.
And I give props to Child's Play because they've been using Toy Story as a marketing tool where they have Chucky in some way destroying the toys from Toy Story. Like, I've seen Slinky Dog on a stick over a fire. I've seen Buzz Lightyear's helmet laying there in a knife. Like they're using that to their advantage.
Wow. So that's kind of cool.
It is kind of cool. Scary, but kind of cool.
And then we have a little bit of time off until Spider-Man Far From Home.
Yeah, which is fine.
Which is on the 2nd of July, I believe.
Okay.
So.
Sounds good. I'm ready.
Yeah. More movies every week here on Monday. Go see some of the Bison 6 Cinema.